This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, we on quite a roll. How could you not be? The W, man, the women are balling out. Hoops galore. College football. World Series, when you've got the bomb, when the New York team's in, an L.A. team, Motor City, got to give the, the Cleveland situation, it's just so much going on, and the puck has dropped. We're going to celebrate 50 seasons, Capitals hockey, right here in the nation's capital. Hey, man, it's all good, and we're built for this, man. We're rocking and rolling. Frederick. Love Frederick, because I know that Jack A is somewhere kicking it. What up?
Doc, keep running K, man. So listen to this. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to tell you why. Whoever has the ball last is going to win. And the reason why I say it is because everybody's on X talking about this is a measuring stick game. But I don't think it is, because if we hang and we going pound for pound with Baltimore, we still putting the league on notice that we're not going to be bullied or pushed around. So to me, see it as a measuring stick game. I see it as a game to continue to show progression. So I just want to see how they play, if they play well. And I'm not going to say we're not going to win, because they got an abysmal secondary. I don't know. Jaden might go off. He might throw for 3-4 yards. I don't know. But I'm not going to say it's a measuring stick game, because I just don't feel like it is. And I feel like everybody has so far discredited every team defense that we have played. I'm like, oh, so y'all saying Myles Garrett is trash? Are y'all saying Thibodeau is trash? They're wrecking balls by themselves. So I don't like the fact that everybody's discrediting the teams we have already played, saying they don't have good defenses and so on and so forth. But, Doc, baby, I'm going to tell you something. We about to take over Baltimore. It's the battle in the beltways. And I'm going to tell you now, in my heart and in my soul, I know we're coming out with the W.
Well, keep the belief. Keep the belief.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can do is your job. Unfortunately, you don't get to block or tackle. So
I know.
But you do get to scream and holler, and that matters.
Yeah.
And keep up the good work and give my best to the K-9s.
I sure will. Thanks, Doc, for taking my call.
You got it, baby. Tampa Bay. Got to be Walter. Walt,
checking
what's up?
In with you, Doc. Hey,
I know it.
Hey, just checking in the dog pound, brother.
Hey, man, you know how we act. We loyal. Yeah.
Coming back from Atlanta, heading back to Tampa.
Are you safe?
Oh, yeah, we are, Doc. And listen to you all the way. Normally it takes us 6 hours to get to Atlanta. It took us about 15 evacuating, but we had you guys on every step of the way, man. But hey, Doc, remember, you probably don't, I say that because you're on the air every day, but during training camp, I made a statement. I said, we have the best coaching staff in the league. And he said, well, they haven't played a game back. There's a game yet. Let's check back after they've played some games. Well, I'm checking back. Yeah. Now. Okay?
No, and I get it.
These guys just don't have them buying into them. They've bought into each other, you know. And
that's the only way it works.
I think, hey, it's nice to go into tomorrow saying, we can beat them cats. Now, who gonna show up tomorrow? The best team gonna win, but we can still go and show out and get beat just by a better team on that day. But it's been a long time for us to be in a position where, hey, we ain't scared of nobody today. I put a post up on Facebook going into week 6. Who's a better team than us? I can't think of any. I think we can go in and beat anybody tomorrow. Now, going into week 7 might be a different situation. But it's a good situation we're in right now, Doc. And I give it all to the front office and the coaching staff. They got those cats out there playing like they've been playing, and they're getting better every week. That's the thing. You know it's working because it's not a fluke. They look better every week, and I'm just excited, man. But I got
thank you, brother.
For
I appreciate it. Good
metal
analysis. You know, it doesn't matter. The same thing as we talk about the University of Maryland's football team. I know that Locks has people prepared, but he's not going to get credit for it until they give him the results. That's
right.
Why I say it's on the players. The guys on scholarship need to understand they're not earning their scholarship because they're underachieving. And the coach don't play. You got to play for the guy
right
next to you. And I can always tell there's a disconnect. That's a team thing. Y'all blame whoever you want to blame. The people
that's
playing
right
in the game right now got to check themselves. The best meetings are
Doc,
the player-only meetings.
Hey, Doc, what does our DC say? Anybody, any place, anytime. And he's backing it up. So he just ain't throwing stuff out there. Because that's a tough thing to throw out there at training camp. You know, with a brand-new team, and you done turned 70% of your roster over, and you say anybody, any place, anytime, and going into week 6, we dead on, bro.
Yeah, and they doing the fighting for him. And because they believe in him, but they don't want to let their teammates down. It's about the guy you locker next to, not the coach. Appreciate you, Walt. Hang in there. Be safe. Drive safely.
I'm coming for you.
All right. My man.
Later.
Victor Akaki.
Hey. What's up, Doc?
You know what time it is, coach.
I do. So, I'm going to play a little opponent's advocate today. Granddaddy was asking earlier in the week, how do you stop Jayden Daniels? I'm going to get to my point about why I believe in Jayden Daniels, but where I was stopping, I'm going to run a 4-3. They like to run the spread offense or variations of it. They may tighten the formation a bit, but it's usually 2x1 at some part of the field, to the field or 2 to the boundary. You want to see some variation of that. But it's an option. I don't look at Lamar Jackson as just a pure pocket passer. I never will. I'm going to consider him an option quarterback if he has the ability to run the ball. And I have to take his ability to run the ball east and west from the left end to the right end. And I have to make sure the mirage that they give us, that he can run midline or he can run, or they can hand off and run the dive, that we have those gaps covered. So I'm going to go 5-3-2-4. Across the front. And that's how the way I want to stop Lamar Jackson is the way I'm going to stop Jayden Daniels. Now, the way you guarantee you beat him, you don't beat him by the front you're running. You said it about Maryland a few minutes ago. You beat him by the way you practice your habits, you read your keys, and you do the little things. You beat him with your eyes, you beat him with playing through the gap and moving forward. You beat him with making his windows smaller so that when he does want to pass the ball, he has to hold it. And when he has to hold it and make a decision and he thinks about going east and he thinks about going west, Now you kept him in the pocket, and you haven't given him ability to use his legs, and he has to go long east and west, and he's not going vertical. What I think and what I got to find, we all got to find out about James Davis. Can you do what Sugar Ray Leonard did when Tommy Hearns was beating him? When all of the odds or everything in front of you was saying, we are prepared to stop you. Be prepared to stop Sugar Ray with a beautiful right hand, and he was hitting him with a beautiful left jab that almost closed his eye. And they told Sugar Ray, you have to stop him. If he's great, great players rise above the best game plan. That's what I'm waiting to see. I don't like fandom stuff. I talk about what we're going to do, and I hope, and I'm glad all the fans believe. I hope that. That's great. But we don't know just yet. We don't know what he's going to be versus a Super Bowl contender, a very well-oiled machine, an excellent organization. We don't know that yet. And I'll leave with this. If we are able to get off the field on third down by making Zay Flowers null and void, meaning when there is no, I've said this for 4 weeks, when there's no whip on the backside, when he is to one side of the field, if we do the same coverage I just said and the same little things I just said, if we're doing the same things to Zay Flowers to take away Lamar Jackson's ability to get it to him, crossing our eyes, if we're doing the same thing with our safety, squeezing the hash, or even sometimes third, because sometimes they'll put I forget that tight end's name. They'll put him just outside the hash. If we're squeezing that where he doesn't have his go-to throws or his areas of comfort, like what Kobe had. I want to get to certain spots. You're a Lakers fan. You know what I'm talking about, Doc. Get to certain spots. We take away those spots. We will nullify their offense totally. I believe we're strong enough up front to not allow Derrick Henry, from getting going for 3 to 4 yards up the field. If we do that, I'm just going to say right now I like our chances. That equates into successful downs, successful series, could equate to turnovers, could equate to a blowout. But that's what I'm looking to see. Do we take away what they do well or what their comfort zones are? Zay Flowers is a comfort zone. Lamar Jackson being able to go midline and get outside the edge on either side is their comfort zone. If he cannot do that, I believe Lamar Jackson is one-dimensional. I've said it for years. And what I also believe is most coaches have not accepted discipline assignment football to stop him. That's the way you stop Jaden Daniels, and that's the way you stop Lamar Jackson. We just got to see if the players are going to be smart enough to do it on the football field and if the scheme has been aligned to do that. As far as the Commanders are concerned, but it's a big wait and see for me. I'm not saying one way or another. It's wait and see.
Well, if they can keep up with all that you just said, then they better than me and better than Max. Vic, go ahead and have you a cold one, man. You deserve to have a cold one after that. Appreciate you, dog. Good luck. Max, no, did you keep up with that?
As much as I could, man. Vic always brings it every time.
Coach is on point. But, my God, that's a whole lot to deal with. That ball snap, I just say, hey, Slim, go get the dude with the ball. You better. But there is a right way. He's right. You got to take angles. There's a lot to do. Thank goodness they've got coaches that can get that done. And that's good. It's going to be interesting. That's really interesting. Wow. Dwayne, I feel you on X. He's saying that what coaching and culture can do. I've seen the back of Mathis' jersey more in the last two games than I've seen in 3 years. You see more defensive and offensive linemen 30 yards downfield in the middle of every play. Keep playing like this, and we're on other teams' measuring sticks. And he's right. That's what I see. I see, we don't have belly floppers. A belly flopper, for those of you that didn't play the game, is a guy who lays on his big old belly. You can't block anybody on your belly. What I'm looking for, when I say backside, whenever you get a chance to watch any video, watching film, why would you watch film unless somebody's paying you to do it? Because it's boring as hell. But if you happen to do that and you lose a bet, watch how many of our guys on the backside of the play, that means the play goes left, watch our right side they get their behinds across the center of the field and help. When Eckler had that lost the ball, our guy comes all the way across the field chasing the play. Good teams have players always around the ball. That's coaching. That's coaching. Clearly it's coaching. But why wouldn't they be better? You went from the mortician to a guy that looks like he don't even sleep. He's so jacked up. This team, what did you all tell me last year? Why are we dead? We're listless. Because the guy on the sidelines was a mummy. Now you got a guy who's jacked up and he's like his fingers in an electrical plug. You get what the head man gives. Now you got a guy that's on fire. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
In it, no matter what, it really doesn't matter. As the Steelers and Cowboys found out, when you play outdoors outside of a dome, the weather is insignificant. So what? Because you have to play in it. But for the fans who are sitting in it, it matters a heck of a lot. So good for you. Let's go to Arlington. Carlos.
Hey, how you
Welcome
doing, Doc? How you doing? It's great to hear from you.
Today is, I got a team that doesn't suck. How you think I'm doing?
I'm right there with you. So my take on this is a little bit different. I can't help it but think of Baltimore as a cousin, you know, because we're right up the street from each other. And you know, what they did And a lot of people don't realize I drove past them when the Capitals were in the play, when we won the Stanley Cup, and they lit up their whole stadium red in support for our local team. So you can't just turn them into a rival. I feel like we got a team now that's good, and we're a local team because we're right here in the DMV, and I think there's a little animosity because they've been the big dog for a while now. You know, they got a great coach, they got a great team, but you know, our rookie he's working. He's a miracle worker. I mean, look at what he's doing, and then people are just starting to pay attention. But I think Baltimore is just not used to this. You know, now we got a team, and we got the fans are in it now, and they're not used to this, and I can tell you right now,
why would they be?
I have like a quarter of my friends are Ravens fans, and
yeah,
I can.
But why would they be used to it? You've been god awful for 20 years. There have been Super Bowl contention. They blew it. I thought they were the best team in football last year. You in last place. Why would they care?
Mm-hmm.
You've been irrelevant. You've been garbage. So why would they care?
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything. Bugs. You got to go down and prove yourself to them. And I'm amazed at how people think they don't owe you. They have been model. They have disappointed themselves because they have failed to cash in. They've blown opportunities. That's their problem. But you can't say nothing about them or to them because you've been fighting. You're in last place. Get over it. I don't understand what people are talking about. You act like Baltimore. Yeah. They don't even consider you. They don't think about Washington. You love them to be thinking about you. Ain't nobody in Baltimore thinking about D.C. I don't know who started that garbage. It's self-inflicted.
Hey, you know what?
Somebody here has done it. Nobody in Baltimore is sitting around thinking about Washington.
But I got a lot. There's a lot of fans, Baltimore fans, out here in this area.
They should
so
be.
They
what else
here.
Were they going to cheer for? You've been garbage for 20 years. So what else were they going to cheer for?
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, I've been cheering for garbage for over 20 years. So I'm not going anywhere. They look like they're turning the corner. But to me, like honestly, my Baltimore friends, they haven't said jack. I ain't heard a beat from them. I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
They don't even consider you not on the radar. You got to do something to get on the radar.
Right.
Like to
right.
me, the Bengal game, it put Washington on the radar to me.
Yeah.
That was impressive to me.
But
do this however you want to do it. Nobody can tell you how to cheer for your team. That's your right.
I hear you.
You can make this thing a Super Bowl. Go buy tickets for New Orleans. Do whatever the hell you want to talk yourself into. There's no right or wrong. But for God's sakes, don't publicly embarrass yourselves by making this something that it's not. There's nobody in Baltimore that considers you anything until you prove that you're worthy of it. And that's what can happen Sunday. Now, after that, talk to me then. Appreciate the phone call.
I'll tell you on Sunday why I feel like we got a shot, because we know what they are, and we've seen them. They haven't played us, and they don't know what we're all about. They don't know anything. We can hit them from so many different areas. It's not even funny. I mean, you got Eckler, you got the tight end, you got good receivers, and you got one kid that is standing out there, and he's open 80% of the time, and that's Luke.
Yeah, McCaffrey. I agree with you there.
And I think he's getting ready to have one of those games, and I hope it's against the Baltimore. So, well, thank you
appreciate
for taking
you,
my
brother.
Call, Doc. It's good to hear from you.
You got it, man.
Take care.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's no right or wrong. I don't tell people how to think. Think however you choose to think. But I wouldn't be me if I didn't tell you the truth. There's nobody in the Ravens organization that has lost a wink of sleep about this program. They respect you because they can see film. Washington is not smoking mirrors. Washington has played some pretty good football. and has the potential to be even better than that. But you prove it on the field, not in press conferences and not on social media. And we have a chance to do that because we have a solid base and a good foundation. And you got a unique individual. Now, if the defense can hold up its end of the bargain, presto. Now you can turn this into more than just talk. It can become real. But don't take my word for it. Take Dr. Lou Holder, the professor, joins us when we come back to Overtime. We are honored, courtesy of the BetQL guest hotline, to bring, he's no stranger to the program. He's a mainstay. And Dr. Holder, it is fitting to have you on as the team is experiencing a huge surge in performance and competence. And it's going into a place that's very difficult to play with a team that you're very familiar with. And we're in a position that I don't think we've been in a long time. And I just wonder, from afar, how you like our chances?
I mean, it's going to be tough. First of all, hey, Doc, it's good talking to you when there's good vibes in the air.
It's
not something we take for granted because there have been times where we have been scrambling to find silver linings and things of that nature. This is real. This isn't no fluke or whatever. I mean, this thing is being built the way that we thought it should have been built and wanted it to be built. And the excitement around this team isn't just the 4-1 record and things like that. It's the millions of dollars of cap space and all the draft picks that are happening next year and the year after that. I mean, Adam Peters and crew is playing chess, you know, which is what we've always wanted from the front office. So, I mean, they're ahead of schedule. It's great storylines and things like that. But we all know that injuries happen and defensive and offensive coordinators figure things out. And they've had a little bit of adversity. But when they get big time adversity, what happens? But we do know that the base and the culture is being built, and there is much more help along the way happening that is being set up. So with that being said, tomorrow's just a nice, tasty matchup between two teams that are geographically close to one another. We all know that the people that understand football in this area is that it's the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Giants and those games and winning at home that's the most important. But there is two very dynamic quarterbacks that are playing, which is why the NFL is eating this up. And if the NFL had their chances, they would have moved that thing to prime time because no one ever thought that it would be this good for these two teams so early.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah, so I think they can't move it out that 1 o'clock window, which I'm sure they wanted to, but it's not just those two quarterbacks. It's those defenses and the offensive lines of the teams. I think there's some evenly matched stuff going on there on either end. And I actually was telling people that I think that this might come down to field position and special teams because I just feel that when I look at each one of the offenses, they both can have their days. When I look at the defenses, especially after the last couple of weeks that Witt has put together with Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu stepping up and it just being infectious throughout the whole defense, I think the defenses can make some statements as well. So this might be one of those times where you see the kicking game and the field position be a factor. But going up to M&T, let's just be honest, it's going to be tough. That place is nuts. It's bananas. But it's not the end of the season if they lose that game or what have you. I mean, you still got the game against Carolina and Chicago and things coming up, so it's just a long season left. And I know a lot of people are like,
Lutz, can we just go? Can we just get all excited and go playoffs? It's, nah, I can't do it. My head won't let my heart do that, Doc Walker, and you won't let me do that either.
No. It's this is big because it's the game. It's the next game.
Yeah.
And I am really proud of what DQ's done with his staff, you know. And I think that Bobby Johnson and Darnell Stapleton, the offensive line assistant and line coach, and the tight ends and what they've been able to do, this is such a good sport. And I understand that. But when you look at how connected our people are, you can have fantasy running backs, and they'll be very popular and get yardage because our backs are getting to the second level. Because our people aren't belly floppers. They're not lazy. That backside, man, they get to the second level.
Yeah.
This is a yeah. – and our wide receivers, they all block.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Eckler and these boys, they break tackles. They get – extend runs. And I just think it's really – and you've seen – you've been to camps for years. You know yeah. this is not automatic.
No.
To get this to gel like this yeah. with a rookie? Get out of here. Who yeah. does this?
No. And I think that although Jaden exceeding expectations and jersey sales and all that other stuff is great, I think that the maturation of Brandon Coleman in that offensive line has been just as exciting to see for me, and you said that it's not sexy, whatever. I don't know how anybody who has in this area, who has history with the Hogs and you and doesn't know and doesn't understand the importance of offensive line and how sexy that actually is for everybody else. I don't understand how anybody in this area can take that for granted. So when you see that gelling and knowing that Myles Garrett is a premier pass rusher in this league and he was held invisible last week, you didn't even hear his name last week. That has a lot to do with that offensive line and what they've been able to do. Now, yes, Jaden Daniels masked a lot of stuff that is still not Thank right you. With this Thank offense. You know, he masked a lot. But what is happening is that he is getting help that if you look at tape, you see the confidence building between that offensive line. You do see Jeremy McNichols, the pass protection by those running backs. Oh my crazy. Goodness. Yeah. Not only are they running, they are blowing people up. And that is causing everybody to, and then, you know, Jaden being another runner as he is, that along with the fact that Terry is, it's, you know, breaking out and things of that nature. All that is just so much fun. It's not just number five. Number five is doing a lot. But, man, I am so pleased to see how that offensive line is gelling and how they're gelling so quickly. That is a big, big storyline that not enough people are talking about, because it's not always been the case with the burgundy and gold that offensive line has been anywhere near not a problem for us.
And please always be conscious that Cornelius Lucas has never started in this league. He's starting and playing his butt off.
Yeah.
And being that big brother to Brandon. And then Andrew Wiley is a savage. What he's doing, he should be banned from the league with some of these knockout blocks. He's finishing on some of these doubles. And Tyler, I call him badass. He seriously, I would report him to the league. If you look at some of the hits he put on Cleveland D-line, he should have been reported to the league and been fined.
Yeah.
Dude, this is so beautiful to watch for me. Because I know that the only way you win is if your interior is the way these guys are.
Yeah.
And the fact that Terry McLaurin is not a jackass. He allowed his young quarterback to mature on his at his own pace. And not being bullied by like some receivers do to young quarterbacks. So he was able to develop naturally. And as a result, he ultimately got rewarded, but he's such a team guy. And I know our community respects him for that, but I have to say it. Because, we don't have these Huxtables. We got some good kids that were raised the right way to understand that they manure has a odor to it. And we've had some jerks come through here that have been an embarrassment in terms of what's right and wrong. And they've been blown away by social media. And I despise that because it's so simple. You get played by strangers. It's just absolutely insane. Not only do you have imbeciles running the program, then you have these jerks who get their mind blown away by avatars. I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Let me calm you down, man. I don't want you to get too upset. No.
I'm settled now.
I know you. I know you.
It's competent.
I know you, and I know how happy you are not to see that anymore. And like you said, it all starts. You know, Doc, we talked about, I know I talked about this with you when in the off season, early in the off season, right? When Dan Quinn and them were pulling out these huge logs and all the guys were carrying the same log, right?
Yeah.
And stuff like that, you're just like, yo, this is, and the yelling and screaming by everybody before they even start practice. You're like, yo. And all that stuff is starting a culture change. We've talked about it over and over again. Until the owner was gone, you really couldn't have a true culture change because anything that happened under the owner was going to get swallowed up in the culture change, right? It's very rare. I've never seen it, but it's very rare that you have a fairly new owner that gets to pick his own GM and the GM gets to pick his own head coach and the head coach gets to pick his own offensive and defensive coordinators. Yeah. It was like a perfect storm for the Washington franchise, and they're taking full advantage of it. It's a clean house. It's a clean house. And it's interesting, you know, you're in the locker room. We were in the locker room last game, and somebody, I forget who it was, asked Bobby Wagner about the history and what's happened. And Bobby Wagner looked at the reporter and said, I don't know anything about that. They brought us in here, you know, to change all that. Like, I've read about it, but I don't have that. And that's so refreshing because there is no history for a Bobby Wagner or a Frankie Louvu or a Tyler Badass, as you call him, or any of these people that were brought in here as either one-year fixes or three-year fixes. They don't have any history of all the foolishness, right? So when you put mics in front of them, we just have to realize, as reporters, we got to realize that they don't know anything about that, which is great. This is a brand new team, a brand new era, a brand new age in this town, and that's the fun part about it. The only history is for people who have covered the team for a while, but the players that are there, they don't know anything about that or don't care anything about that.
And it's a beautiful thing. Well, at least now, every game we go into it with the understanding that we could actually win the game.
As long as you have number five, things have now changed.
Yeah, but that's the point. As opposed to just being one of those teams like D1, they paid the university money to get slaughtered. So that's how I felt we were before. You know, we were being run by the mortician. So now we got a shot. Doctor, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for being available. And we can't wait to do this again. And hail to the W.
Hey, have a great rest of your day and weekend, Doc Walker.
All right. Dr. Lou Holder. Max, I know you're angry at me, but I need to try to see if there's any way we can get to 757 with us before we depart.
We got one more break we got to get in, but we can get to it after.
All right, let's do it. It was just navigating this runway. We got new rubber. We got new runway. And I liked it. I can get used to this. I could get used to this. It'd be like the old days. And but you got to earn it. And we don't do, no, we don't bust a grape. You know, we just sit back and cheer and hope. But for the Warriors that will be boots on the ground in Baltimore, you know, safe passage, that's important that we do it classy. And because it is, I don't know if it'll ever become a rival. That's irrelevant to me. I would wish it was more frequent. You know, I think that would help it. I'd love to be involved in something like this annually, but, you know, whatever. In the meantime, it's whoever's next. That I agree with them with. Doesn't really matter who, it's just whoever's up. And I'm really getting used to us being highly competitive every time you see that uniform. That's why you see so many of those W's now. Doesn't look so. It's a sense of pride. And that's a good thing. How much gear do you have, Mac? Do you have a W?
Yeah, I got a couple, not a ton. Okay. I got like two hats, and I had to get the Jaden jersey. I had to. So those are the only pieces of Commander's merch that I do.
But you see, there's a lot more gear being flashed.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, there's a lot, and
a lot.
As G&D said, it's going to make it harder to change the name, but hey, if we're winning, that's all that matters, dude. At the end
of the day, that's all that matters.
You know what?
I don't hear any Guardian kickback. You know why? Because they don't suck.
Yeah, that's right.
They came, and you can tell me, you like the name Guardian?
No, it's terrible. Really? It stinks. It's stupid.
It's awful. But it don't matter because they never sucked. They were in first or second place from the moment it happened, and they've just never stopped. I don't know what a Guardian is, nor do I care.
They have this bridge in Cleveland that has these two statues. They're called the Guardians or something like that. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It don't matter.
But yeah, it's dumb.
It don't matter. I know this, they're hard to beat on a diamond.
That they are, man. Even Scooble was fading and gave up a grand slam. Tough.
Yeah, so it's about, and the product now is it really is respectable, and that's all that matters. You know, our area, because Ben's agents, and you know he's a big time talent, but every once in a while, in a contractual deal, multiple podcasts, a regular with Coach Sheehan.
Yeah, man.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. Think about his resume. Aldridge, Sheehan. Look at the names. I mean, he's on the San Levero. I mean, they're in that same neighborhood. It's like you're driving down. I remember Mulholland Drive back out in Beverly Hills or by Westwood. You drive to certain streets of distinction. What do you expect when you see Standig, Levero, High Dollar? Feel me? Yeah. So that's coming up. Anything you want to drop, you want to tease?
You're going to have to tune in and find out.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, my brother, it's always fun for me to be connected. Can't wait till we get a chance to do it. I am so fired up about today's college games. And the baseball and the W playoffs, the puck's going to drop. My boy's been a knot in them. Hey, man, the whole crew, God bless all of you. I'm out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.